Welcome to Cryptopreneurs Radio, brought to you live by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Cryptopreneurs Radio is a community of entrepreneurs who strive to affect change and increase the public acceptance of cryptocurrency. We are the miners, entrepreneurs, and innovators getting involved in the evolution of digital currencies. Now, here's your host, Tony Gambone and Linda Ballesteros.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Cryptopreneurs Radio. My name is Tony Gambone, and I am here with my co-host live out of Portland. She's calling in from Portland today. How you doing today, Linda?
I'm doing pretty good, Tony. How about you?
I'm doing great. I just really am excited today. There's a lot of things going on, and you know, Linda, there's the whole March Madness thing that's happening. And when we talk about March Madness, everyone thinks about basketball, Final Four. And, you know, I understand it. I mean, it's kind of exciting. Most people that do the brackets pick all the teams that are going to make it out of all the different teams, down to 16, down to, you know, 8, down to Final Four, and then to the final game. What I like about it is, you know, I'm not a big basketball fan, but in college, one of the things that I like about it is that it's a, you know, they play more for the heart than the money, right? But the thing of it is, I like to watch that Cinderella team come from nowhere and come up the line and just keep winning. And I kind of compare that to March Madness in the business sense. So, you know, it's the third month of the year. Everybody has a big plan. They go in all different directions. They're trying to, you know, create the best team of opportunity to be successful in the business. And by the time March Madness comes around and we get down to the Final Four, well, some of those Cinderella businesses that didn't look like they were going to make it are outstanding. And some of the favorites that looked like they were going to be very successful are not to be found. So I had to look at myself and my businesses and think about what it was that I was doing right or wrong and where I was and where I got knocked out of the brackets in the March Madness so that I could go on and rebuild my team to build my business better by the end of the season. So I got real excited about some of the things going on in our businesses. You know, you and I are partners in a team of cryptocurrency, and there's an opportunity of business in that as well as a network marketing opportunity. And you and I have been doing networking and teaching people building relationships and networking and leading network groups. I just got really excited today when we seen where we are in our team, where we are in the March Madness, and what we plan on doing in the future of 2016. So I know that's a mouthful, but I'm excited.
Yeah, Tony, I think that your excitement's kind of rippling out there because the texts that have been going across on my phone have been kind of blowing my phone up today because everybody else is excited. And, you know, folks, we'll explain a little bit more about where that excitement comes from. But, you know, Tony is right that, you know, here we are at the end of the first quarter. And, you know, I'm not a big basketball fan, so, you know, I certainly can't give you that analogy. But, you know, when we start something new, maybe at the first of the year, now is really a good time to evaluate. Is it working? Does it need to be tweaked? Or, you know, do we need to go in a different direction? That applies with every business, absolutely every business. And, you know, as if you've been listening to Cryptopreneurs, Tony and I have interviewed people that have talked about how there's a steady rise in the use of cryptocurrency and the different currencies that are out there. So, you know, what that tells me, when I go back and I evaluate what I started doing at the first of the year, I'm thinking, oh, I think I'm on the right track in that area. Now, could I use some tweaking in my strategy of actually building a business? Yeah, I think we all could. So I think that maybe one of the topics that we're going to talk about today, Tony, is, you know, how to just expand our business and how to make the right choices, say the right things, and not end up at the end of the year as a big winner in the NFL, No Friends Left game, because so many times you can fall into those traps and you don't win. And the sadder thing is people that may have been interested in being business partners with you, they may have chosen not to just because your approach. So we'll go through some of that today. But, you know, Tony, I know a lot of people that in networking events, if I saw them coming my way, I would duck and hide. So you probably have had the same experience, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mentioned that you and I have led networking groups in the state of Texas and done a lot of different things in that area, in that arena. And one of the things, I got to just say this, though, you know, you said you didn't know too much about sports, but the NFL thing, you brought it right back to that, okay? No friends left. That's pretty good. That's really good. But the truth of the matter is, whether you're in the printing business, you sell T-shirts, coffee, maybe you do OneCoin, maybe you're just a web designer, you're going to be out networking in weekly groups such as BNI and Network America, all the different organizations that are across the country where people meet for breakfast, lunch, or even in the dinner, evening times to market themselves to each other, to build relationships, to grow their business. And, you know, the No Friends Left process is something that you and I have seen. We have planned going into an event how we were going to get out of it if we were stuck with someone that was a business card pusher or, you know, someone that just would not get out of the way so you could get to the next person. And I don't think anybody goes out there with that mindset. They just don't know any better. And so, you know, we always go to Mary Kay because she's been around so long. But there's a lot of people in Mary Kay that when I see them coming, even though I don't wear eyeshadow anymore, I hide. Okay, but there's also a lot of people out there that are helping their teams grow by teaching them the different things that we're going to talk about today in that business model, whether it's in the networking business or, you know, as I said, maybe you have a brick and mortar business and you're going in, into events in your local community. The internet has gained us access to a worldwide opportunity of business. So I think more people are taking that opportunity, but one of the questions I have for you, being you're the author of a book about networking, is what do you think the difference is if you're face-to-face or you're online, or is there a difference?
You know, there. In fact, I was just thinking as you were talking, Tony, that some of it is much the same, but then some of it has to be a little bit different. You know, when you're out networking face-to-face, you certainly don't want to monopolize the conversation about your product, and please, folks, do not, I don't care what your upline tells you, this is not going to work. Do not leave with the business opportunity. You first want to invite someone to better understand your product. I am not going to go into business with you if I don't even understand your product. So please, don't lead with the business opportunity. It's not going to work for you. Look back. Has it worked for you since? And another thing I would suggest is online, don't have your Facebook page be just a billboard, advertising billboard, where everything you post says, join me, this is, you know, come out and be, call me. It doesn't work. After a while, people hide you or they just don't pay attention when they see your post come up. So if you want to post an article that you found that supports your product, that's fine. That's a third party that's validating what your product does. But don't constantly say, join my team. I'm looking for someone to join my team. I don't even know what product you sell. I don't even know anything about your team. Why would I pick up the phone and call you? Think about it. It doesn't work. And you can just look on, like I said, just look on your past history. How many phone calls have you received? If you haven't received any, I'd try a different tactic. So in a way, Tony, it's similar. But in another way, you know, you have to be a little more selective with the way that you word things, because when you read a statement, it comes off a little bit differently than if it's said in person. So I would just say, you know, be sensitive with the way you say it. You also want to look at all of your other posts. I'm pretty selective with any other posts that I put out there. You won't see me making comments on politics or religion, because if you use your business Facebook page and you post your preferences, it may turn some people off. So I kind of stay middle of the road, you know, just to be safe on that. But that's just my thoughts, Tony.
Well, you and I are very like-minded in that process. Now, I know, just to be fair, that on my Facebook, you know, I post a lot of the radio shows. But I'm not asking people to purchase the radio show. I'm just making it available for them to listen to, so they gain access to the information that our guests bring to them to help grow their business. So I just don't want people saying, well, Tony, put this stuff on Facebook. I'm not selling anything on Facebook. So I'm just being informative. And it's kind of like if you wanted to make a post on your Facebook page that was informational, or maybe it was a quote that you like to follow, or maybe it's a picture that you thought was cute. It's the same kind of concept, okay? So if you're pushing out opportunity for people to gain information, that's different. So that brings me to another question. What if I'm we're talking about cryptocurrency. What if I find all kinds of articles on cryptocurrency and I start posting them? Where does that fall in the boundaries?
And Tony, I think an article every now and then is fine. But if you're posting 3 or 4 articles an hour, and trust me, folks, I've seen this happen. If you're posting 3 or 4 articles on your industry an hour, again, it's too much and people are going to just fly right by your post. Be selective with the posts that you put out there. Make sure that it's something someone's going to want to read. It's going to be relevant. You don't want to flood your Facebook wall with nothing but posts about cryptocurrency, if we're talking about cryptocurrency. I really advise people to go to their own personal wall and actually look at what you've been posting. Is it interesting to you? Do you think it would be interesting to someone else? So kind of step back a bit and look at your Facebook post from the perspective of maybe one of your friends and kind of scroll down, see what it looks like, see if it has a consistent kind of thread, but not being so overwhelming. It's not being so intense with just printing, just posting things about your industry or your business opportunity or articles. A little of all of that is a really nice balance. But when I say a little, I don't mean something every hour. You know, just select something, post it once a week, once every few days, and give it a break. Try something else.
So if you have, I want people to know the reason why, you know, I'm stepping back and asking you all the questions. You are the author of A Pot of Gold is a Handshake Away. It's a book about how to be successful in networking, face-to-face or worldwide. So I want to get the expert's view on this. But if you are dedicated to running your business and you use social media, is there a way, for instance, can they just use a Facebook business page or a page where they can just dump all that stuff that they want to get out of their system and not put it on their personal page? What is your recommendation for that?
You know, there again, Tony, I think that if you're going to have a business page, I think that's called, they're called business pages. They were called fan pages for a while. But I think if you're going to do that, you still want to show some variety. If you go to the Cryptopreneurs Facebook page, what you're going to see is some articles. You'll see links to our radio shows. You'll see some quotes out there by some of the, famous people talking about cryptocurrency. So there again, it's a balance. Everybody likes to read variety, and they listen, they learn differently. That's why us having the audio from the radio show is really very helpful, because some people, they don't want to read the article. But I think you can still sprinkle your business page with variety. Telling a story is always great, because a lot of times people can't see themselves in how they would use this. So tell me a story where I might be able to see it a little bit better. And, some of my downline in Cryptopreneurs, they say, I don't have a story. Well, if you listen to calls, and folks, I know that if you're in a network marketing company, there are calls out there, and people are telling their story. So listen to the stories. Use those stories, not as your own, but you can always share those stories with others that you're talking to, because that makes it real.
Yeah. For me, I don't read as much as I watch videos or listen to webinars or teleseminars. I just retain better that way. And it does make me go back and read it, because I want to learn more. So whatever it is out there that makes people gain access to knowledge is what they should be using. You and I use Google Alerts a lot for different things that we want to learn more about. And the whole Cryptopreneurs Radio, we decided to do that show for a reason. We wanted to know more about cryptocurrency because we got involved in it. We've heard about Bitcoin. We found one coin, and there's, I don't know, over 500-600 other organizations creating coins. And why did we pick one coin? Well, there's a few different reasons that I did it. One was because I asked some people that were more knowledgeable about this opportunity than I was, and not people that were in one coin or, you know, but people that knew about cryptocurrency, and asked them to take a look at this. And I got excited because the people that I respect, that their opinion gave me the thumbs up. The part of it that I wasn't sure about was the networking side of it, because, you know, they're all the greatest things since, I don't know, whatever the last greatest thing was. But none of them ever failed. Everybody's always making $1 million. And so, you know, that mindset, it always reminds me of the story about the hand with the ends cut off. Is we just do what we do for generations because we don't know any better. So I opened my mind up to learn more, and by doing this radio show, we've interviewed people, lots of people that are involved in Bitcoin, compliance of ATM machines for Bitcoin, just different leaders in the industry. But for us, what made us go to work, because look, you are the last person that's going to go out and start selling to anyone. It's just not in your nature. But it's hard not to tell people about things that you're successful at, or things that are bringing in a side line of revenue, an extra stream of revenue. It's hard not to talk about it. And I really like the fact that you mentioned not to talk about it out loud with a megaphone on Facebook. Because that's the first thing people go, oh, there they go again. So it's really important, as you mentioned, is to build a relationship, build a community, gain access to a community that knows you, likes you, trusts you, connects with you. And then you have the opportunity for them to ask you what it is that's going on. in your world, how's things going? Now, that's the opportunity that you're looking for, because they're asking you to tell them what's going on in your world. And, you know, I interviewed a guy yesterday, Linda, that he talks about having your lunch line pitch ready. And in the networking world, we call that the elevator pitch. People are going to listen for about 7 seconds if you're really good at it. After five, they usually are starting to look at, you know, the next post on Facebook or email or text message. So if you can talk to people in 5 seconds and tell them what you're doing in 7 second intervals, that would be great, right? But it seems kind of difficult. So question for you is, how do you get yourself to give a little sound bites instead of what we call vomiting all the information at one time and watch people glaze over? What's your recommendation for that?
You know, I still go back to stories, Tony, you know, because people will listen to a story. If I was standing in the lunch line with someone and I started explaining to them about blockchain and about mining and, you know, about Bitcoin and altcoin and, you know, whatever else I can find on the internet, then they probably will have decided to go on a diet before we get to the food and excuse themselves, because their eyes will glaze over and they will not hear anything that you have to say. So I think, you know, like you were saying, is when someone asks, so what's going on with you? It's not the opportunity to explain in depth what the product is. You just talk about how your life has changed. You just talk about, you know, some of the things you're experiencing. And then they want to know, how did you do that? You want them to come back and ask that question. How did you do that? How are you doing that? That's the question that tells you that they want more. They want more. So, Tony, I'm going to turn the tables on you just a little bit here, because, you know, we were talking about different network marketing companies, and there's some great products out there offered by network marketing companies, and people have had some great success. Not all, but there have been a lot of people that have had great success. Now, when you looked at OneCoin and saw that there was a network marketing side to this, you don't have to participate in it, but you could just participate in the coins. But what made you see this as a different type of network marketing opportunity that got you excited?
Well, you know, I didn't... I didn't want anything to do with it. A good friend of mine, who has become even a better friend since it's happened, brought this concept to me. Short story of it. It was a guy that participates in some of the stuff that my wife does at the church. Got to meet Wendy and got to understand more of what we do. And, you know, the networking side, how we work online, and he was very curious to meet me because of what we did. And when I heard that, I was like, oh, okay, great. So I met him at church, and you know, we had this conversation, and I was like politely saying no, because we were at church. And then we talked on the phone, and then I said no again, and, you know, three or four more times I said no. And I said no because I didn't have any room for anything else on my plate in my business. So, what happened was I had an opportunity to sit down with him and another leader in the organization, and they were showing me their back office and in the networking arena, network marketing opportunities. No one ever shows you their back office. They just tell you a story about how great it is. So that was the first thing that made me open up my eyes and listen a little bit more. But as you heard me say, I opened up my eyes and listened a little bit more. I didn't open up my ears yet. So as they were talking, I was thinking of questions that I could ask that could trip them up. And as the conversation went on, I always am the one that says yes right away, but my wife and I made a deal. We wouldn't make a decision for at least 24 to 48 hours and then revisit it. And I did, and I looked at what I was doing, I looked at what part of my business wasn't as successful at the time as it was a year before that. Did I have room to bring this in and take a look at it? And I thought, well, that would be great. And then there was the investment side of it. And then there was put the brakes on again, because as a business owner, I don't have extra money laying around to try new ventures. I only have extra money around to keep what I got going. So I did go out and think about it some more. And I talked to a good friend of mine who is a CPA for over 30 years. Won't mention any name. And I talked to another friend of mine that's been a lawyer for over 30 years. And it really came down to their response to it was absolutely. So then I had to figure out how I was going to make the investment, because I still didn't have time in my mind to work a business extra than what I was doing. But it came down to this, Linda. I could not do it if I did not work the business to make my money back as quickly as possible. So I talked to myself, which, you know, I do a lot. And I decided I have to make this risk, no risk opportunity for me to make an investment in something that was going to help me continue living the lifestyle I wanted to live in the future. Turning 60 this year, I was thinking about that. So I took the business side of it. I talked to a few people. And when I say a few people, in this organization I have probably right around 150 people on my team, but I've only signed up six people on my team. And they've done all their other team just grew on its own. But the thing of it is, I was able to make my money back, my original investment back. And that was my main concern. So I went very slow. First month, I barely talked about it. The second month, I started talking more about it. I started to make a commission. I've gotten my investment back. So now I have an investment in a OneCoin cryptocurrency that is still in the mining process. And that's correct. I can't do nothing with the coin yet. But the thing of it is, I made my money back. I was able to put the money back in my pocket that I invested. So I'm in a no-risk situation, not a low risk, a no risk. So no matter what happens, I can't lose the money that I started with, and I could only gain access to more going down the road. So for me, it was a win-win, and it made me start asking questions to people that was, you know, in my age bracket, anywhere between 45 and 70. What are you going to do if you live longer than you planned on? Means the stock market has done what it's done. Gas goes up and down. You know, the 401s aren't what they used to be, and the dollar's worth 40 cents, and I think it takes a dime to make a nickel. When you look at all that, it's like, wow, you know, how long am I going to live? And what kind of condition am I going to be living in? So this is just a piece of my portfolio that could allow me to keep living the smiley life that I live right now for another 20 years. So that's the short version.
Well, but, you know, Tony, and I think that your story is very typical. So when you're talking to prospects who might be interested or might be able to utilize this, do you take the same approach in just dribbling information on them? Because it's hard for us to absorb something cutting edge like digital currency. It's not like makeup. It's not like vitamins. This is so brand new, and there's no way you can educate someone on the first time. So do you go into a conversation just knowing that there's going to be multiple conversations about this with them?
Well, so for me, and you and I have, we've had the pleasure of doing for a lack of better words, we did a skit in front of networking groups. I think it was a couple years back, two, three maybe years back. And it's something that you and I automatically do, and a lot of people do it, they don't even realize it. It's called the 6-foot rule. When you stand up straight and you put your arms out side to side and you look around, anyone that is in arm's reach is someone that you should be having conversation with. Okay, so whether you're at Walmart, Macy's, or in a B&I breakfast group, that rule stands. And when you're having that conversation, it's not about what you do. It's about inquiring what the people around you do. So let's use the Walmart situation, okay, because everybody just dresses so crazy at Walmart, and they scare the heck out of you, and you're not really sure if you want to have a conversation with them. Well, what's the number one rule? Don't judge the book by the cover. And it's not about who they are. It's about who they might know. So the thing of it is what's wrong with asking someone, you know, a question, but not what is it they do, or, hey, you know, do you use makeup from Walmart, because I sell better makeup, or vitamins, or cryptocurrency. And, you know, to me, all three of those things, vitamins, makeup, and cryptocurrency, are confusing to me. I'm not real sure on all three of them because I'm not well-versed in them, but I'm learning. So the thing of it is create conversation with people to find out whether or not you even have a connection to talk at all. So it's kind of like trying to sell coffee to someone that's a tea drinker. You know, or I think you put it, trying to sell hot dogs at a vegan convention. So it's kind of difficult if you don't know who you're standing around. So it's important to have a smiley conversation, like, hi, how are you? You know, do you stand in Walmart lines a lot? Or whatever your conversation may be, but you don't start talking about your business until they give you that opportunity. And the truth of the matter is, if you frequent Walmart a lot, you might have to see that person there four times before you get to the conversation you want to have. And not everybody's a fit to have that conversation with. So.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly right, Tony. And, you know, it's a matter of also remembering the KISS rule, KISS, keep it simple, stupid. And because when you are in that Walmart line, or you are at church, or you are, you know, at your barber shop, then you want to just keep it simple. Make sure that you keep it simple, folks. So, Tony, I know that we're at the half hour mark. Did you want to run a few commercials, and then we can come back and talk a little bit more about the business side?
Absolutely. Let's take a break and let our sponsors be heard. We'll be right back after this here short break.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
You've written a great novel, and now it's time to sit back and roll in the dough. Not. In today's saturated world of book publishing, an author must know how to sell their book. At the Celebration of Authors event, we have created 12 fun-filled, information-packed seminars to help give you a valuable boost in selling your book. Join us on April 30th in Austin, Texas, as we celebrate writing and marketing. To learn more, go to txauthors.com and click on COAD.
All right, welcome back to Cryptopreneurs Radio. My name is Tony Gampone. I'm here with my co-host, Linda Ballesteros, and we're talking today about business, basically, about how to develop relationships, how to promote what you're doing in business without standing on the corner with a megaphone and a sign. Okay, it's real important that you understand those things. And I want to make a comparison. I'm going to tell you about what I used to think when I pulled up to a street light, to a traffic light, where there was a person on the corner begging for money. I used to have this attitude about what I thought they were doing and what was wrong with it and all that stuff. And I didn't know the person. Okay, and I'm not going to go all God on you, but I made a deal with God that if the light turns red and I come up to that person, I'm going to make a donation of some change or whatever I have in my pocket. And if the light's green, then God's got someone else handling it. But how many times have you been in a business situation or a meeting or an opportunity to talk to someone about your business and you had that preset mind going on where you thought you knew who they were and how they should be and what they should be doing and all that, and you never knew the person? Sometimes you didn't even know their name. So I make this comparison for a reason. I think it's important that if you're going to continue in business in 2016 and in the future, and when I talk about business, it's just not the brick and mortar building or the internet organization that you're a part of. It's the business of life, family, raising children. Understand who you're talking to before you start talking. Understand what their needs are before you start deciding what they need. Don't assume anything. And, you know, we always go back to the two ears and one mouth thing. You have to understand why that happened. So you can ask questions and hear more answers. So I just think it's important moving forward, no matter what you do, whether you're a minor, an entrepreneur, you know, a Mary Kay salesperson, or Organic Gold Coffee, it doesn't matter, okay? All the products are good. I think network marketing is one of the greatest opportunities man has ever experienced. So what I like to do, Lynn, is I like to touch on the, you know, the mindset of the pyramid. You know, the people that say, oh, is that the pyramid thing, or that's a pyramid, or that must be a scam. I want to touch on that because if you've ever worked for an organization that's called a corporation, it's the same business model. The guy at the bottom of the line does all the work, and the guy at the top of the line walks the stage with all the money. So I want to talk about how a great opportunity has come when different organizations, I'm not just talking about OneCoin. That's just something we're in. We've been in prepaid legal. We've been in a few different ones. Okay, but the thing of it is it's an opportunity for people who can't find a job, for people who need a second income, for stay-at-home parents that, you know, have difficulties with children or needs, special needs and different things that they can't be out of the house. Gives them an opportunity to create a lifestyle better than what they would have if that opportunity wasn't there. Tell me your push on that.
Well, you know, Tony, like you said, corporate America is probably the biggest pyramid structure out there. And I spent 30 plus years in banking because in corporate America, you've got your customers, then you've got your sales, your sales team. You've got the regional directors, and you've got it goes on up to, you know, the guy that sits in the big office. And it's the same thing with network marketing. You know, you've got your customers and you've got your regional sales team, and then you've got your regional directors. So the structure is still the same. The difference is that everybody gets the same chance in network marketing. They all get the same chance. And you can work it as much as you want or as little as you want, just like you were mentioning, Tony. But, you know, but it is a business. And just know that if it's your business, then you definitely need to work it. You know, you can't get up and work your business once a week and expect to get the same results as someone who works their business 6 days a week. But there is that balance, and I know that you touched on that as well, Tony, because we can get burnt out very quickly because, especially if your office is in your home, it's hard to shut that door because you can be downstairs with your family and you hear it calling you. And you think, oh, I should have sent that one more email. Oh, I need to check to see if, you know, if that order went through. But you have to have some boundaries. And if you return email at 10 o'clock at night, then your customers, your team, are going to assume that you are at their disposal anytime they want. So you have to set the boundaries. They have to be boundaries that are somewhat flexible so that if there are emergencies, then they know that they can get in touch with you. But if you don't set those boundaries, you'll be burnt, totally burnt out. And why am I telling you that? Because I've lived that. I have lived that. So, you know, what I tell my downline is, you know, just be mindful of that. And just be mindful and know that it's okay if you have an out of office message that says, these are my hours and I don't return calls on Sundays or Saturdays. Just pick a day that is a non-work day. Now, I'm not saying that you won't do some work, but that you're not on call, because you just have to unplug. And, you know, Tony, you and I have had this struggle because sometimes it's really hard to unplug, but at least if you can let people know, I don't return calls on Sundays, you know, I don't do business on Sundays, they will respect that. The only reason they call you is because they thought of the question, not necessarily that it's an emergency. It's just it popped into their head. And we are in a society today where you think it and you act on it, think it and act on it. But that doesn't mean that just because they had that question that it can't wait until Monday, because it can. And we just have to remember that. So, you know, like I said, Tony, I know you and I have struggled with that, but and I think we're getting somewhat better, but it's still a struggle because you want to do the right thing for everybody.
Yeah, you know, it's important. Every business owner has that struggle. And especially in today's world, we have a device in our hand, in our pocket, in our purse, on our watch. It's constantly reminding you of how important you think you are. So if you look at a lot of people, and I'll use myself as an example, I get 200-300 emails a day. It doesn't mean half of them aren't spam or unimportant. It just means I get 200-300 emails a day. And when you're out there and you're doing a business and you're starting to make money and you're waiting for a special call to make that deal go through, it's understandable to be excited. But we always have to step back and think about the results down the road. When the money slows down, but the people that you've trained to make you know that you're available anytime they need you, that's when you start getting cranky. When you get a little bit disturbed and you get a little bit of an attitude and you start losing customers. And at the end of the day, it's like raising children. They only do what you allow them to do. And if you set the boundaries like you were talking about, Linda, it's a lot easier for you to stick to that. They know it. And one of the things that's important, I think, just as we were mentioning network marketing and corporate space of the whole pyramid thing, corporate has come a long way now where they bring people in and they're training their staffs. They're training their different departments. Just like in the network marketing opportunity, if you have a team of people, it's important to bring someone in to train them. Maybe your upline. Maybe someone else is successful and it teaches how to be a better relationship builder in network marketing. But it's important. It's important to teach your team that boundaries process, because if they get burned out, you stop making money as well. So it's really, really important to take that stance today, to take a look in the mirror and make a decision on what you're going to do. And here's my tip. If once you make that decision, write it down on a piece of paper, fold it up neatly and put it in your pocket. Because by the end of the day, three or four more times, you're going to be asking yourself, why do I even go through this? You're going to have something to remind you why you're doing what you're doing, what you're not going to do, what you are going to do, and why. And every day that might change. But if you're willing to pay attention to it, I guarantee you it'll be more successful, not only in business, but in life and in your family. So, Lynn, I want to take a direction a little bit differently right now. I wanted to talk about we've talked about network marketing. We've talked about relationship building. We talked about not using social media as a jumping station for everything that you're excited about. And, you know, does that mean that you can't post something about a political thing that you see that you're interested in or something that happened, you know, with church or religion? It doesn't mean any of that. What it means is you have to monitor what you're doing so that people don't get one opinion about you. Allow them to know all of you. So until you're willing to show all of you, don't show just certain things. I want to talk about Twitter. Social media is such a huge opportunity, and a lot of people are on Facebook. But I know that you're a Twitter expert. I know you teach it. And I want to talk about some of the things in the network marketing arena, okay, that can be done on Twitter without being considered a pest. Because there's a lot of people that have Twitter, and, you know, because you give less characters, so you can't, you know, feel as though you're dumping on them. But there are protocols there. Can we touch on that for a little?
Sure. You know, the thing with Twitter is you have to keep in mind it is a different animal. Twitter moves so quickly. In fact, if you post something in less than 13 minutes, it's history. People are not going to scroll down their Twitter feed the way people scroll down their Facebook feed. Twitter is, if you want to look at it this way, it's sort of like a microblog. It's just thoughts thrown out there. So on Twitter, it would be okay every hour for you to set up if you're going to use Hootsuite or if you're going to use any of those social media managing platforms. It would be fine for you to schedule posts out there every hour, every couple of hours, 5 or 6 times a day, whatever seems right to you. And it could have a little bit about your product. It could give a link to your website where they can find out more information. You could put a link out there to a video, but yeah, there again, people like variety. So just like with Facebook, you're going to want to give them articles, links to articles or websites or videos so that they can learn more. It's still about educating. If you promote your product and your service by educating, I think you're going to find the results will be better than if you just talk about your product. You have to educate people first so that they think that they really need this. You have to let them come, give them enough information so that they come to the conclusion that they need your product, they need your business opportunity, without you having to say it in those words, without you having to beat them over the head to make them see this. So Twitter is very different. The great thing about Twitter is you have access to people that you wouldn't normally have access to. I have found a lot of our guests on Twitter. There are people out there that's all they use is Twitter. So just know that there are a lot of people on Twitter that are not going to be on the other platforms. But I think you can get away with a little bit more on Twitter. Even though there's a limited number of characters, I still think you can get away with a little bit more because it does move so fast and people don't feel like you're constantly standing out there with the megaphone. It's a little bit different, Tony, but I've been successful in using it.
So we've talked about a lot of different things. And one of the things that I want to touch on is OneCoin. We've mentioned it a few times. OneCoin is an organization that you and I belong to. And, of course, if you go online and look up OneCoin, you're going to find the same kind of responses that Mary Kay had a while back and might still have, and Bitcoin has. And, you know, there's always rooms for different people to voice their opinion. That's the country we live in. But for us, we have found it to be a successful opportunity for what we're looking to do, and everything's not for everyone. But I want to talk about OneCoin. People can go to onecoin.eu and learn more about it, or contact us about OneCoin and have conversation by going to info@toughtalkradionetwork.com, where they can go to the meetup page. There's a lot of ways. If you go to Meetup and type in Cryptopreneurs, you'll find ways to connect with me and Linda. Or on Facebook, you can go to Cryptopreneurs on Facebook and also connect with us as well. We're always looking for a special guest out here to come on to the show. But with OneCoin, one of the things I want to talk about today is the opportunity that we have come across. We were able to get our investment back, which was a really good opportunity. It made an investment become risk-free. Now, I don't know anybody that lost any money in OneCoin yet because we're still in the mining stages of it, okay? And I know moving forward in the future, there's going to be a lot of opportunity. And when I tell you getting in on a ground level, well, boy, that just sounds like one of them pyramid things. But this opportunity that is there is something that you need to educate yourself more on and learn more about, because we don't know what we don't know, and you do not want to be that person that left something on the table, sort of like Bitcoin, right? The guy, when Bitcoin came out at 10 cents a coin and went to 1,200, there was people that forgot they even had a Bitcoin. And so, you know, there was a lot of millionaires that came about out of that. And there was a lot of people that got involved in cryptocurrency since then because of Bitcoin. Just like every other organization, they broke ground for people to see something in our future. And when we talk about our future, you know, Lynn, you and I are old enough to remember TV going from black and white to color. We are old enough to understand what the internet was when it came out, and then that email thing, which people have on their watch now. And it makes everybody's phone vibrate, makes cars have accidents, and people walking down streets walk into holes in the, you know, it's not seen that there's a detour there. So we're consumed with that. But one of the questions that I ask people is, what do you know about what's coming up? You know, it always reminds me of when you live somewhere and you see somebody build a building and start a business, and you go, oh my God, I thought about doing that 10 years ago. No one ever did it. When you have things that take place like the internet, e-commerce, just a different social media stuff, Google, and there might have been an opportunity for you to get involved in it, and you didn't. Most of the reason why you didn't is because you didn't know anything about it. And unless you're looking around at things, you're never going to know anything about anything. Now, is OneCoin for you? I don't know. I don't know you. But I do know it is something that everyone should look into, because it seems to be the trend of our future. When 600-700 people, businesses are creating their own coins like Fidelity Finance or Fidelity Investments, I'm sorry, Citibank. And I read an article where Bank of America bought out 38 patents for blockchain technology. Now, for those of you that don't know, that's where the coins are mined. So I know it's coming in the future. When? Hopefully in my lifetime. But I know that my great-grandchildren probably will look at a dollar bill like my children look at an 8-track tape. So it's something to think about. It's something to look into. And I just hope that people will take time out to stop by our meetup page, give us a little bit of a feedback on it, or our Facebook page, give us a like. I hope you keep following the show. And I hope that you'll call in and bring us what you have with this cryptocurrency. 347-989-1363 is the number to call in. But you can find us at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. Okay. So Lynn, any recap on today?
Well, you know, Tony, I just want to let people know that just because there is a network marketing aspect to something, they shouldn't be afraid of it. You know, research it. Just like you said, just get more knowledgeable about it. Talk to people about it. And I think you'll find that network marketing is really not as scary as you may read it is on the internet. So, you know, talk to some of the leaders in different network marketing companies. See how they've done. See how they've done it. And then see if it's for you. I don't know. Like Tony said, it may be for you. It may not be for you. I don't know. In the past, it never worked for me. This is the first opportunity that network marketing actually worked for me. So again, if you're interested in finding out more about either OneCoin, the coin itself, or the business aspect of it, then just reach out to us at info at Tough Talk. Is it Tough Talk Radio Network?
Yes, toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Yeah, yeah. Just let us know. And if you have something specific about cryptocurrency that you'd like for us to talk about, if it's a question and we haven't answered that question, we haven't brought on the expert that can address that, let us know. We'd be happy to know what you're wanting out there. We love hearing from our listeners.
All right. Well, I think that's the show for today, Lynn. And I know that next week we start another series of guests coming in place that we're going to bring some more knowledge to our listeners. And I hope that people will keep sending the emails to us to go over hearing your feedback on it. We have a guest next week that is going to be talking to us about an organization she's involved in called CryptoCity.com, CryptoCity.com. Her name is, I don't even know how to say this name. You're going to have to join the show to find out. But you can go to crypto-city.com to learn more about her. And we're looking forward to that next week. So I hope everyone has a great week. Once again, reach out to us, info at toughtalkradionetwork.com. Lynn, I hope you have a sunny day in Portland. And we will talk to everyone later.
We'll see you next week, folks.
You've been listening to Cryptopreneurs Radio, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you'd like more information about this show, please visit CryptoPreneursRadio.com.